Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don. Giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, you're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I have something, and it so describes how I was living. It so captures the feelings that I had about beginning on the pathway of my dreams. It so describes how I felt when I was about to attempt something. And I have some striking news for you. It describes often how I feel still today to a degree. So let me tell you what that is. And I know it's happened to a lot of people. Here's an analogy that I've heard a couple of different ways, but I've kind of, you know, fixed it around to where I can drink it better. And I think it fits my personality to describe it to people best this way. You know, I've talked often about the urgency of doing something with your life, of getting started today, of stopping the procrastination and putting it off and waiting on all your ducks to line up in a row and waiting until the stars align themselves. If you're waiting on such a thing, you're never going to get started. I don't know too many people who can say that all the ducks just lined up in a row. Things happen. Things happen. Even when you get them lined up, one of the ducks get out of line or somebody knock over the dominoes, something happens. But here's the point I'm getting at. God has so many blessings available to you. You who's listening, God has so many blessings available to you from where you are right now. I don't care what you've gotten yourself into or what you've done. God has so many blessings that he can send your way, but you have to do something. See, a lot of people just sit around and go, man, something always happening to you. You always getting a break. You always doing this. You always doing, man, don't nothing come my way. Listen to me. If nothing ever comes your way, you know why that is? It's because you're not doing anything. I promise you, you're not. See, here's the deal. God has all these blessings he wants to send you, but you got to give him something to work with now. Come on. You have to give God something to work with. God will bless you. God can touch people's hearts on your behalf. He can move situations around for you. He can align the stars. He can set the ducks up in a row. But align the stars and move people around and touch people's hearts and set the ducks up in a row for what? Based on what? Have you put forth any effort? Have you made a single step in any direction to do the right thing or go the right way that gives him something to put his finger on? Come on, man. God can only bless you according to your faith. If you have a little bit of faith, give him that. Let him work with that. He can do that. You know, man, I didn't always start with these speeches you hear in the morning now. I ain't always had these. I grew to these. I stumbled my way to these. I messed up my way to these here. I got it wrong so many times to be able to sound like I got some sense. I said it often, failure is a wonderful teacher. Do you know how many times I have had to have failed to have what I have in my head today? I'm telling you, man, it's a process. People get mad at the process. You got to do something to give God something to work with. He'll bless you, but what you want me to bless if you ain't putting forth any effort, if you just sit down and start, I got a book coming out, I'm telling you, man, that's going to really explain this thoroughly, man, where you can get blessed from wherever you are in your life, wherever your starting point is, wherever you find yourself wound up, you can get it back from there. I've done it. Man, by the grace of God, I done it. I got over, man. I learned some things along the way. Because here's the deal. As long as God keeps waking you up in the morning, he ain't through with you yet. When he's done, you're done. But if God still has a plan for you, you wake up in the morning. He still got some more work for you to do, you wake up in the morning. So if you keep waking up, man, it's something that God wants from you, would love to have from you. And he can work with you, man, if you just walk towards him a little bit. So here's the deal. I know it's hard for the average person to start. Because the fear of the unknown is incredible. What if I fail? What if I don't get picked? You know, one of the hardest things I ever did was walking in to quit my job. Oh, man, let me tell you about that day when I decided that I was going to be a full-time comedian after winning an amateur night one time. Quitting your job, following your dream, going for it despite all the naysayers, it's like stepping off a cliff. It's like actually just walking off the edge of a cliff, hoping now, not really knowing, but hoping. Hoping is the bare basis of faith. I stepped off that cliff hoping that my parachute would open and allow me to drift down. See, I've never skydived before. But I would imagine part of the thrill, and I don't know this because I'm not going to skydive to find out. I think part of the thrill for people is the danger part of throwing yourself out of a plane and how it feels to be free falling. But the whole time they're free falling, having this exhilarating over the top moment, you have got to believe in your heart of hearts. You have got to hope with everything in you that when you pull this cord, the chute opens, or else this ain't a good move at all. But you've packed your chute yourself. You've taken the lessons, so you go ahead and you make the leap. Now, the only thing about quitting your job and following your dream is you ain't really been trained all that good for this. You done packed your chute, but you ain't never opened it before. So I walked off this cliff. That's what it was like. And you following your dream is like you walking off a cliff. Now, let me tell you something. Here's the part where people don't never make the jump. They see somebody like myself who jumped off the cliff and the parachute don't open right away. And I hit a couple rocks on the way down. I got my back cut up pretty bad. I got my clothes ripped off. They see that. 3 years living in a car. Man, he got his life towed down jumping off that cliff. I ain't jumping off that cliff. But see, what you don't understand is You don't know it, but eventually the chute will open. And I'm at the parachute opening part of my life, man. where the chute didn't open and I'm drifting. And I'm able to go over to Paris, guide my chute over to Paris and glide. I've glided over to Africa and seen what it looked like. It's a slow ride down when the parachute finally opened. And my back didn't heal, too. And the cuts that I had on me, I remember now I know how to stay away from the edge. But the parachute done opened. And I'm enjoying my life for the first time. I'm gliding. But I got hit up against a rock. I can see more. I get a chance to see more things. I get to glide and see more parts of the world. I'm living my dream. The parachute opened. Your parachute is going to open. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. It'll never open if you don't step off that cliff. You got to step off that cliff. God will get the parachute open for you. But you got to jump, baby. That's the hard part, ain't it? Now, the question is, the end of this story right here today, when you jumping?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Good morning, everybody. What is going on? You're about to listen to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Woo! This show is dedicated today to all the people who work in the dry cleaners. That's right. All the dry clean workers.
People on starch.
People on starch.
People on starch.
Man.
People on steam.
People yeah. on bleach.
People folding clothes.
People on creases.
yeah. People sewing buttons on.
People on blouses.
They said they wanted back Thursday, but they back there today. What the hell?
All zipper sewers. Zipper sewers.
This one goes out to you, baby.
They don't get no love.
They don't get they
no love.
Right here, they're getting some love,
they
though.
Get it right now.
It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Holding it down. And Shelly Strawberry. Baby, what's going on?
Stop putting creases in my pants.
Okay, I hate that.
I hate that.
The lady on folding is Carla Pharrell, baby.
You know what, Jay? It's so funny. Yesterday, my husband put on the shirt from the cleaners. He said, they didn't get this out, this spot out. He was mad.
This one goes out to y'all, baby. Oh, so Junior.
I'm on the register. I'll tell you right now.
Oh, you're on the register.
Didn't I tell you to come back Friday? Then what you doing here is two. Your clothes ain't
the attitude, Jay.
And he is the fool number one and king of pranks. Tommy, what's up, man?
I'm working the drive-thru. You know, you can drop them off now.
You can drop them off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can drop them off.
Take your bag, drop them off. Yeah. They even got a night drop, Carl.
Yeah, they sure do.
They
yeah.
got a night. As you, long
Not
as your
the
bag
one I go to. I need a new cleaner.
Shout out yeah. to them people who do the damn thing, man.
Yeah, guess cool, what? Jay. I don't ever have my ticket, ever.
No.
To go back to get my stuff, ever.
But when they take a pair of jeans and put a crease in it, you cannot
that's
get so, that line.
That's the most amazing yeah. thing,
you
man.
You can't get that line
because
off of
that's
that.
A lot of pressure on them jeans, yeah. man.
my summer linen pants.
Yeah,
I
they crease
that.
Those,
yeah. yeah, they crease yeah. those.
And last but not least, if you find $5, damn it, it's yours.
Hello.
yeah. All day. Yeah.
Woo. Don't come back here telling me, did you see $5 in a pair of jeans? No, I ain't see it. I ain't see it at all.
How about that steam coming off those irons,
oh,
Jay?
Oh, yeah. They're doing it back there, man.
That's a facial right
they
there.
They are doing
That's
it
a facial.
Back there, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Shouts out to y'all. Y'all do it. Mm-hmm. Y'all do the damn thing. Every
that was
week.
A cool dedication, Jay.
Yeah.
Cool
every week. Every day they do it, man.
Yeah, because the person that works zippers don't never get credit.
The person that clean your drawers, and when you get them back, they fold it? What?
yeah. They took time, too. Even your drawers, they look like that since you bought them.
Y'all take y'all drawers to the cleaner?
Yeah.
The laundry yeah. part?
Fluff and fold.
Oh,
man.
Oh yeah, wash and fold.
Wash
okay.
and fold,
okay.
man. Yeah.
That saved my life. That wash and fold.
That is the best.
Dollar a pound?
A pound.
I like
you
the cleaners.
You can't wash
that...
your own underwear, though? No, you didn't
really.
Like it?
No.
Really?
No,
I got too much to do.
Yeah, we got too much to
I'm going
to
do my own draws. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I like the okay. Hey, listen, coming up, Republicans and Democrats are responding to the Kavanaugh nomination. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up in about an hour, guys, guess what we're going to play?
Yeah, what?
The day.
No, don't tell me. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to play. We're going to play. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy?
Yeah. I got my chest out. I got my
You could win a chance at Steve's grand prize of $1 million,
guys. $1 million. Yes.
Go to Steve Harvey FM to register to play, okay? We're going to have some fun with that today, for sure.
Ain't nobody smarter than me. Yeah.
I mean, is you studying?
Ain't nobody smarter than me.
I'm smarter than this, you tell me.
I'm Big Brother Google over here. Okay.
Just makes you laugh. Yeah. All right, switching gears now. Let's talk about last night. This was really big last night. President Trump announced that Judge Brett M. Kavanaugh, he announced him as his nominee to replace the retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. Take a listen.
In keeping with President Reagan's legacy, I do not ask about a nominee's personal opinions. What matters is not a judge's political views, but whether they can set aside those views to do what the law and the Constitution require. I am pleased to say that I have found, without doubt, such a person. Tonight, it is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
Well,
yeah,
there you go.
Kavanaugh.
Doesn't it seem like a rush job, though?
Yeah. He should have finished that statement by saying, the guy who will look out for me when I get in a jam.
There you go.
Loyalty.
I think that had a lot to do with why he
was picked. That had everything to do.
So much to do with it, you know, because he also worked with Ken Starr with President Clinton back in the day.
Who'd get and dirt on him, really.
Right, and he walked away saying, you know, maybe the president shouldn't be tried like this, or maybe the president shouldn't be held to this, you know, this kind of, you know, with his feet under the coals like this. So I think that had a lot to do with why.
I think it had everything to do with it.
He knew last week who he was picking.
But it happened so quickly, though. I mean, you know, I remember.
It was fast.
Yeah, it was really, really fast. Confirmation hearings, or should I say the fighting, because there will be some fights between the Democrats and Republicans. Yeah,
you know,
that begins today.
Mitch McConnell will put it up the vote right away. I just think, you know, the vote right away. We shouldn't waste time. We'll do it right away. That's what I think. Yeah. And then when I leave here, I'm going to get this meat from under my neck. That's what I'm going to do.
Nailed it, Jay. Every time. Nailed it. GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan praised the pick and said Judge Brett Kavanaugh brings extensive experience to the high court. Across the aisle now, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says Kavanaugh would rule against women's reproductive rights. They're talking, of course, about Roe versus Wade here. Schumer also argued that Kavanaugh would threaten the constitutionality of the Obama Affordable Care Act. Wow.
I believe that.
So, yeah. Those two alone.
Anything that had Obama's name on it, man.
Paul Ryan gets on my nerves for some reason. He just gets under my skin.
What don't you like about him?
Just like a little gnat, you know? Just go on. Stop.
I think Senator John McCain came out in favor of Judge Kavanaugh, saying that it was a great pick or something. He's a great man.
A lot of Republicans feel that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And he's supposed to be ultra-conservative, way more conservative than Justice Kennedy was. So
we're in a lot of trouble, and we got to get out and vote. We really
have to vote.
These midterm elections are very important. Please.
Yeah. And that's why we begged everyone to vote during the presidential election, because we told you that the president would have a Supreme Court pick.
He might have three,
During the election, and now here we are.
We need the younger generation more than anything. Though.
Yeah, and we knew he would have one
at this
pick.
Point in time.
Yeah. Yeah, we need everyone.
We need the dead to vote. Yeah. Everybody.
We need
the dead to vote.
Yeah.
We need to, like they do in Chicago.
Vote early, vote often.
Vote often.
I'm going to register my auntie who passed away 6 years ago.
Yeah, we have to. I mean, we're joking about it, but in all seriousness, in all seriousness, your vote counts. I don't understand how you don't see that. You matter. Your vote counts. They want you to think it doesn't count. They want you to think that way and on election day stay at home. But no, your vote counts. Every single vote counts. And we have these midterm elections coming up. please get out and register and cast your vote. Please, we need you.
They make a big
we
difference.
We definitely need
really
you.
Do. Right.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, a lot of things going on. You guys have been watching the rescue of these the soccer team that has been in this cave in Thailand.
Yep. Man.
Well,
man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, fingers crossed, prayers up. The world is watching and hoping as rescue efforts are underway for the remaining boys and their young soccer coach. They are trapped in the Thailand cave. CNN is reporting breaking news that an 11th boy, that's great news, an 11th boy has been rescued. Yeah. And as far as the other rescued boys, officials said they're in good shape overall. Unfortunately, a few of the boys are in quarantine for the moment. Their parents are unable to touch or hug them. They can look at them through a glass partition. Yeah. They're only able to see them through glass. Yeah, they're expected to remain in the hospital for about a week. Some of the guys have the boys have a blood disease, and then some of them have a lung disease. Yeah,
infection.
Blood infection and lung infection.
They got all the boys that I think the coach and some coaches are.
I think maybe,
I'll tell you one thing, though. I prefer to be the last boy. Because my mama going to kill me. I know she going to kill. I don't care.
I'm with you. I might not want to
come out.
I'm good.
I'm good. I know Lisha Carroll gonna kill me.
Ellie Brown gonna wear me out.
Oh man,
what is she gonna say?
So you play soccer.
You've been in a cave.
So
huh?
you been in a cave. Who told you to take your black ass to a cave? What should I get around this way?
We gotta get out of here. Coming up, run that prank back with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment news. Check this out. Some fans think Beyonce is pregnant.
What?
What?
Didn't she just have twins?
I know she better not mess up. No, she better not mess up this September date in Houston.
Wow.
Plus,
coming
we're
home
gonna
to Houston.
Go be.
Go forth and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply.
Wow.
That's what it says.
That's a rumor.
Yeah. Please, plus, we're going to talk about the president's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. But right now, Nephew Tommy is here with a prank. Nephew, what do you have for us on the menu today?
As you know, last year, you know, there comes a time when you have to reach in the archive.
Well,
and play something that is legendary.
Come on. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Oak Triosity.
You better know it.
Oak Triosity. Redicat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Marvin, please.
Yeah, this is Marvin speaking.
Marvin, hi, I'm calling you from Dr. office. I'm actually the lab technician, and you came in and got a physical, I guess, about a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay, and my understanding, this is for your occupation, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, you're an what do you do for a living? When you're a
Oh yeah, I'm a truck driver.
Okay. Now I was giving you a call about I'm here looking at your records and all the testings that you actually went through. Wow. Let's see. Have you had any activity or any problems around your navel area?
Nah, everything been fine.
Okay.
Everything all right, huh?
Yeah, everything's fine, but I mean, you haven't had any type of nothing, no breakout or anything around your navel or whatsoever?
Nah, man, the second time you asked me about my navel. Nah, everything's going straight, man.
Okay.
I'm trying to see what's going on, man. What's happening?
Okay, actually, you've been diagnosed with oak triositis. And oak triositis is actually a fungus that comes out of South America. And you have no activity whatsoever around your navel?
Nah, man, quit asking the same thing, man. Oak triositis.
It's oak triositis, sir. And what
did you say that?
What that is actually if you haven't had it yet, you say you haven't had any activity, there's going to be like a small little tree that's going to be growing from your navel. And it gets about 6 inches long, and it probably bears probably about 25 to 30 leaves on it, but it's very small.
That back by me. You see a tree going to be growing out my navel.
Yeah, it's going to be a small tree, and what's going to happen is I'm going to have to get you to come back in probably in the next month. We're going to need you to come in so we can check it out, but it's got to grow its fullest potential before we can actually do anything to it.
Nah, I can't come in no month. I got to come in today, man. Somebody got to tell me what's going on, man. Get this problem resolved, man, because I'm going to get married, man.
Well, it has to grow its fullest potential, sir. And the full term is actually like about 4 weeks before we can actually.
Man, I'm not waiting for no 4 weeks, man. Somebody got to come tell me something right now, man. I ain't finna go marry a man and have to fly out of town, man, and have something going out of my neighbor, man. Y'all going crazy, man.
Sir, oak triositis is something that's very rare. We were actually getting this assignment from overseas in South America on how to treat this.
Man, I don't give a damn. Where is it, man? Somebody going to have to come give me some help right now, man. I'm finna get ready to get married, man. I'm not finna be putting up with it, man. Somebody in this office, man, got to come down here and do something for me, man. And what you say, if you say I can cut it out myself?
Sir, the best I can do is probably trim it a bit, you know, and maybe knock a few leaves off, but I cannot touch the full stalk at all.
Man, you can cut this, put a Band-Aid, do something.
Sir,
to
if
it,
you
man.
Cut
I
it, it's
get
there's
this
a possibility.
Right now, yeah, man.
You cannot, sir. If you cut it, there's a possibility of hemorrhaging, and you're going to really create a bigger problem than what you have already.
Man, I'm trying to get this pulled out, man. You didn't tell me can't nobody in that I'm driving down there to get this pulled out, man. I'm finna get married in 2 weeks, man. We finna fly to Jamaica and shit. Okay, now somebody can do this for me. I pull this out my self.
Sir, you cannot pull it out. You're gonna
man,
create
that, man.
You're gonna create a bigger problem if you try to pull it out, sir.
The problem is already there. I'm trying to get this hammer, man. You mean to tell me that big hospital ain't now can't help me?
Sir,
what you want me to do,
sir,
man?
Sir, it's not some.
I'm mad I have poking out of my stomach, and you telling me it ain't you can do, man?
Sir, oak triositis is not something that we treat all the time. Like I said, it hails from South America. So we got.
I don't give a if it hails from Great Britain. Somebody at the hospital 4 days to come down there and help me pull this off, man.
Sir, I understand what you're going through, but we have to let it grow its full term, which is 4 weeks, sir. The full
man,
root of it.
Letting it grow, man. I ain't finna let it grow, man. It's finna go down right now, man. Y'all gonna have to do something, man.
Sir, there's nothing we can do. We can probably trim it a little bit.
The trim. Get some chainsaw and cut this, man. Do something.
Sir, there's nothing we can do at this point but sit back and wait and let it grow its full term, okay? Can we get
I'm
you
I'm not
to
doing no waiting, man. Somebody finna help me right now, man.
Sir, can we get an appointment for you in the next 4 to 5 weeks? Can we do that?
No, you got to get an appointment for me today. I'm finna get married, man. I'm finna fly to Jamaica. Man, I can't have no sticking out of me. I can't even sit at the airport, man. You gonna embarrass me like that, man? Have sticking out my neighbor. You crazy?
Sir, I understand it, and like I said, oak triositis is very rare, and it's something that we haven't treated that many times here in the States. But overseas, the message that we're getting is that we need to let it grow its full term.
So you mean to tell me ain't nobody in America got oak tree? What the f*** is the name of that f***, man?
It's oak triositis, sir.
So how the f*** I can get it if don't nobody else in the America got it.
Sir, I could not believe that you were coming up with oak triositis here in the States. It's something very rarely seen here. There's been two people in the past that's been diagnosed with this, and they actually passed away.
So now you're telling me some done died, and you're going to tell me 3 weeks. Man, I'm coming down another day, man. Somebody finna do something for me,
sir,
man.
There's nothing that we can do today until 4 to 5 weeks.
Man, I got to go get married. I'm flying to Jamaica, man. Did you what I just said, man?
I'm hearing what you're saying, but I can't do anything if you don't see the tree already coming out of the navel yet.
Cut the off. Somebody got to do something now. Damn, what you want me to do, man?
I don't know what I want you to do, sir, but I have one more thing I can tell you.
Yeah, well, what you got to say, man?
Are you listening?
I'm listening to you, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Earl.
Man, you gotta be kidding me, man. Damn, man. Tell that man I'm gonna kick that out my way, man. Man, you too, Nephew Tommy, man. Y'all man, y'all be going crazy as hell, man. I'm looking all of my damn neighbor thinking the tree finna grow out this man. I'm on the air, man.
No, you ain't on the air right now.
Man, I'm already nervous and finna get married in 2 weeks. Crazy. Man.
Hey, man, I got one more thing to ask you, Marvin, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. if you're listening, your ass is out the way.
Marvin,
yeah, yes.
Out of there. Sir, yes, sir, yes, yeah, sir.
Yeah. I love Marvin. I'm in love with Marvin.
Out the way.
Out the way.
Let me drop this on y'all. Duval, the nephew coming to Jacksonville. I will be there probably late Thursday night, and it jumps out Friday night. That's July 13th to the 15th, Comedy Club of Jacksonville. The nephew coming to town. And then there's a new club.
Man, I know.
You
I
already know.
I'm coming too.
All right, it's in Hapeville, Georgia, right outside of ATL. Atlanta Uptown Comedy Lounge, brand spanking
new. Man, they done dressed it up,
been
boy.
Been redone. They done moved it. And if you in the ATL, the nephew
got
is coming.
New covers on the seats and everything.
All
man.
The lights are working.
July 20th through the 22nd. This is the spot you want to be at in the ATL.
Yeah. All right. All okay. right, nephew. Well, congratulations. All right, coming up in entertainment news, Beyonce and Jay-Z headline a festival honoring Nelson Mandela. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Steve is on vacation. Don't forget that. And the crew is
holding
here.
It down.
Yeah, holding it down. And we will until he gets back, right?
Then we got to let it go.
Yeah. He's going to come back grouchy.
Have you ever seen
a grouchy millionaire
who come back from vacation? Grouchy.
Mad, just mad. Well, listen, coming up in about 20 minutes, get ready, guys. 20 minutes after
What's
the
happening?
Hour. We're going to play.
Come on.
Are you smarter? We've been waiting for it. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy?
Come on, baby. The nephew was here. Come one, come all. Whoever thinks you know more than me, trust me, get in line. You know nothing.
Man. You could win a chance at Steve's grand prize of $1 million.
Yes, you could. Yes, you could.
Man.
But you can't play unless you register at SteveHarveyFM.com, okay?
I'm right here.
About 20
I'm right
minutes.
Here.
Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy?
Okay, wait.
Yeah. I know, this is going to be fun.
This is going to be so embarrassing.
I'm so excited.
All right, it's time now for entertainment news. The lineup has been announced for this year's Global Citizen Festival. It'll take place in Johannesburg, South Africa. And it's going to celebrate the life and work of Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela.
Yes, Oprah's going to deliver the keynote address at the December 2nd event, which boasts a lineup of performers, which include Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Ed Sheeran. Now, speaking of Beyonce, have you guys heard this? People think, some of her fans think that she's pregnant again.
Wow.
And I don't know. Apparently, during a recent show of, when she was out with Jay-Z on the Run 2 tour, B ended the song Bonnie and Clyde by rubbing her belly. And, she did that before, when she was first pregnant, with Blue. So
let me
knows?
Say this, Shirley.
What?
Pregnant or not, you finna do this show in Houston come September.
You're
going to do that.
Well, she coming to Houston. That's home.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. The baby got to sing backup.
Well, no, I don't care what the baby do. Bring the beat in. Come on. But we finna do this.
that she rubbed her belly, but that is far from a confirmation. But remember back in 2011, she did announce her pregnancy with Blue by Blue Ivy by rubbing her belly. Remember that? In that case, she was purposely announcing her pregnancy, but some are saying Beyonce is not pregnant. Just last week, she shared a photo with Jay, and an open beer bottle can be seen right beside her. So
there you go.
If you're pregnant, you're not drinking beer.
And let me say this, y'all. The Carters album, that album, Jay-Z and Beyonce, I love that album.
Nice, huh?
Yeah.
Jamming it all day. Track 3, Boss, I love it. She got a track on there called 713 Junior and Tommy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's that first area code. That's that first.
Man, it was just 713.
Yeah. Oh, they got about 5 up now.
Yeah.
It's very confusing out there now.
Ooh, you don't know who called it. Oh, it's 346. Who was there?
Tell you what, I can't wait, though, for Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy
right.
coming up in about 20 minutes.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Y'all ain't ready.
All right, let's get an update on Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Jay, please introduce Miss Ann.
All right, everybody, it's the news with Miss Ann Tripp, y'all.
Thank you very much, everybody. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, well, let me start with this really quickly. Authorities in northern Thailand say that 9 youngsters now have have been rescued from that flooded cave. So that now leaves three more boys and their soccer coach. A couple of the kids who got out apparently have pneumonia, but they're all hospitalized just for check, just prophylactically. Okay, here we go. And this is how the president's announcement went.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. Judge Kavanaugh has impeccable credentials, unsurpassed qualifications, and a proven commitment to equal justice under the law. This incredibly qualified nominee deserves a swift confirmation and robust bipartisan support.
If confirmed, Brett Kavanaugh is going to replace the retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy, who's scheduled to leave the court on July 31st. Brett Kavanaugh considered one of the more right-wing judges that was on Trump's preferred list, so he would almost certainly swing the highest court in the land to the hard right for perhaps the next 40 years, although he tried not to sound like that.
My judicial philosophy is straightforward. A judge must be independent and must interpret the law, not make the law. A judge must interpret statutes as written, and a judge must interpret the Constitution as written, informed by history and tradition and precedent.
Kavanaugh's lifetime appointment would affect such issues as affirmative action, abortion, Second Amendment rights, and so many others. Democrat Senate leader Chuck Schumer says he's going to fight Brett Kavanaugh's nomination with everything he has. Last night, there were already demonstrations outside the Supreme Court, and there were demonstrations here in New York outside Trump Tower. Judge Kavanaugh's critics point out that he worked under Ken Starr to impeach Bill Clinton. Kavanaugh also quoted as saying that a president should be immune to civil and criminal investigation while in office. That comes at a time when President Trump is being investigated criminally. The Trump administration says that it's ready to reunite about half of the 102, quote, tender-age immigrant children with their parents. This 100 or so among the 3,000 children taken into government custody at the border as part of the president's zero-tolerance policy. The federal judge who set today as the deadline to get all those families together again reportedly inclined to give the government a little bit more time because he says the feds do seem to be working in good faith. Seems like there's at least one of these kinds of stories every day to talk about. I don't know. Now another white woman, this time in Memphis, Tennessee, seen on video asking a black family to leave the pool of the apartment complex where they live because the woman's boyfriend was wearing socks. That's apparently against the rule or whatever. It's all taped. Apparently the black woman taped her and said, look, other white people are wearing hats. That's against the rules also. You're not harassing them. And then the white woman calls the police. Anyway, everything went viral, and the white woman has now lost her job as a property manager there. Today is National Pina Colada Day, so if you like pina colada, and if you do, you know what to do. We'll be back with more entertainment and today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? All right, Tommy, let's meet our contestant.
Let's do it. Let's see who think they smarter than me. Good morning. Who is this?
My name is Kelvin.
Kelvin, all right. Where you calling from, man?
I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay, the low country. What you do for a living?
Yes, sir. I sell cars, Cadillacs, whatever you need.
Okay. He sounds smart.
This lot here got everything on it.
Ooh, yeah, Kelvin, you sound
smart. It does. It really does.
You sound smart, Kelvin. Really
do you really think, though, Kelvin, do you really think you're smarter than me?
Absolutely.
Talk about Kelvin. Don't let us down, man.
All right, Kelvin. We're going to see about this. Now, this is what's going to happen. Shirley going to ask us both, you know, some trivial questions. Whoever asks the most questions correctly in 60 seconds will win. It's that simple.
That's right. All right, Tommy, this is the time you have to step out of the studio so you cannot hear the question, all right?
Bye.
Bye.
Kelvin, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Tommy's out. Okay. Kat, I need 60 seconds on the clock, please. Here we go. Kelvin, which reality TV show did the female character Snooki star in?
Ooh, Snooki. You got me on that one.
All right. Arachnophobia is the fear of
what?
Oh,
Snooki. Snooki. Spiders. Snooki is Jersey Shore.
Okay. Which teen idol starred as Hannah Montana on the Disney Channel?
Miley Cyrus.
What does the Latin phrase carpe diem mean?
In God we trust? I'm not sure about that.
How many stars are on the U.S. flag?
53.
Which U.S. president gave the Gettysburg Address?
Lincoln.
The elements of sodium and chlorine combine to form what commonly used substance?
Bleach.
Our time's up.
Tommy?
Tommy right here.
Put your headphones on.
All right, what's happening? How they do?
He's smart now.
Kelvin's smart.
He's
sending Cadillacs and Rolls Royces and stuff like that.
He's pretty smart, Tommy.
Right? Now, are these questions multiple choice? Or just...
You'll see. Just hold on a sec. Hold on. We will be right back to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? We'll see. Kelvin is pretty smart, so we'll find out if he can win. $1 million is at stake. We'll find out if Kelvin can win it all when we come back at 34 after the hour. Kelvin is smart.
Way smarter than
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Our contestant Kelvin is on the line, and we're going to find out if he's smarter right now. Tommy. You ready?
Yeah.
I need 60 seconds, Kat. Okay. Which reality TV show, nephew, did the female character Snooki star in?
That thing with that boy with that clock. Flavor Flav.
Arachnophobia is the fear of what?
Spiders.
Which teen idol starred as Hannah Montana on the Disney Channel?
I have no idea whatsoever.
What does the Latin phrase carpe diem mean?
That's carpet in the den.
How many stars are on the U.S. flag?
52.
Which U.S. president gave the Gettysburg Address?
Now, what address is that? Hold on. Okay, pass. Go ahead.
The elements of sodium and chlorine combine to form what commonly used substance?
Chlorine and what?
Sodium.
What the? That's baking soda.
Here we go. Kelvin?
Yes.
You got four right. Tommy got one right.
One? Oh, hell no.
All right, here we go. Which reality TV show did the female character Snooki star in? Jersey Shore. Arachnophobia is the fear of what? Spiders. Which teen idol starred as Hannah Montana on the Disney Channel? Miley Cyrus. What does the Latin phrase carpe diem mean? Seize the day.
No, it don't.
That ain't carpet in the den.
No.
That ain't carpet in the den.
No.
Question number five. How many stars are on the U.S. flag? 50 stars, guys. Which U.S. president gave the Gettysburg Address? President Abraham Lincoln.
It wasn't Obama.
Number seven, the elements of sodium and chlorine combine to form what commonly used substance? That is salt. All right.
Science 101.
So out of that,
get down to green paint. Don't even worry about that.
All right, Kelvin got four right. Tommy got one right. Kelvin, you got 1, 2, 3, and 6 right.
But so far, Kelvin is smarter than
Kelvin. Uh-huh. Yeah. So here we go. Kelvin, congratulations. You have just won $100 cash gift card, and you are smarter than nephew Tommy.
I'm proud of you.
He's still carpet in the den.
Boy, that took me out right there, man.
All right, now, Kelvin, I need you to listen carefully, okay? Because this is really big right here. If you can correctly guess our four-digit code between 0 and 9 in its exact order, you could win Steve's grand prize of $1 million. Okay?
All right.
And I want you to know, Kelvin, that we also have Steve's banker, Ken, on the line who will verify if your four-digit code is correct. Please keep in mind, this is not like the lottery. Please just say one single-digit number at a time. Remember, we need a four-digit code in its correct order for you to win between 0 and 9. Go, Kelvin.
1, 5, 4, 6.
1546. Okay. 1546. Let's confirm this with my Uncle Steve's banker. We got Ken. Mr. Ken, is that four-digit code correct?
1546 is not correct.
Sorry, man. Kelvin.
Kelvin.
Well, I tried.
No,
did Tommy.
That was a good try. No, that was a good guess.
It's still carpet in the den.
No, I know you guys still
say carpet in the den.
Well, Kelvin, we'll say this. It's okay. You still won a $100 gift card.
Yes, yeah. You did, brother.
And thank goodness. Kelvin. You are smarter than Nephew Tommy. You're a genius, Kelvin, compared to Nephew Tommy, okay?
You need to be on the Big Bang Theory.
Whatever. If you think you're smarter than me and you want a chance to win my Uncle Steve's grand prize of $1 million, go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register. I'll play another loyal listener tomorrow, and I will be ready.
Thank you, Kelvin. Congratulations.
Coming up, it's the nephew with a prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter, the subject, I'm addicted to my best friend's girl. Right now.
I've been there.
Really?
All these letters are about you, nephew.
I've been there. I've been through some things in my life. You understand?
Right now, it is time for the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
All right. You know, at the beginning of the show, we showed love and to people that work at the cleaners, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
we
what
did.
We did earlier this morning.
We did that,
so, you know, early. Right now, this right here is condom cleaners. Condom cleaners. That's what I call it. You know, sometimes it has to make condom sense. Here it is.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Tamika. Tamika.
This is she.
How you doing? I'm Brad from Quality Cleaners. I'm the manager over here.
Uh-huh.
Listen, did you bring some clothes in this morning?
No, I didn't bring anything in to you this morning.
Okay. Well, listen, we got an order that was dropped off this morning here. It's a couple suits, some business shirts, and a few other things. But there's actually been some articles actually left in the clothing. So we wanted
my husband probably brought that down.
Okay.
He dropped it off this morning?
It was dropped off like around 7 this morning. But we got, it's like about $100 cash in the pocket. There's a couple business cards. There's a cuff link here. I looked all over. There's only one cuff link, and then there's two condoms in here. So I wanted to see if you guys wanted me to put this in a plastic bag or something and have it
well,
for you.
Can you repeat what was left in there again?
Well, like I said, we got it's like right at 100, maybe $105 of cash. There's a business card from an insurance company. There's another mm-hmm. business card for what is this? This is
What else was left?
Right. I'm trying to tell you about all the business cards.
I'm not interested in the business card because you said something else.
Okay, no, there's a cuff link that we can't find the other cuff link. If it's here, we look all over the bag to see if we can find it, but we don't see that either.
What else is in his pocket?
Like I said, you got $100 in here. There's some.
No. You had said something to me.
Yes, there's business cards. There's an insurance card.
You said something else.
A cuff link, ma'am. There's a cuff link in here that we can.
Said something else.
Oh. Okay. What the last? There's two condoms in here. Hello.
What the did you say?
Like I said, there's $100 in here. There's
no,
some business.
Did you say there was some condoms in there?
There's two. There's two extra large condoms in here. Hello.
So, I'm here. I'm just trying to digest all the stuff that you had just said that was in my husband's pocket. Now, are you sure that this is my husband, Chris? Chris?
Well, it has. I mean, maybe you know the items, ma'am. There's a gray suit. There's also a solid blue suit.
That sounds familiar, but I'm not understanding
The phone number that I called, the number that's attached to this actual order. So, I mean, this is the number we have on file. Is this his number or your home number or was your cell? What number is this?
This is our house number.
Okay.
I just don't believe, you know, what you're telling me, because we just celebrated our anniversary last week, and this is...
What's wrong, man?
What's wrong? Well, first of all, we married, and we never used condoms. And then you up there calling me, talking about he got condoms left in his suit coat pocket. I'm not understanding.
Okay.
Oh, well, I know he ain't cheating on me.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you know, they could have been there.
Well, why else why he would have condoms in his pocket? That just don't make any damn sense. If we marry and we don't use condoms, then why the would he have condoms in his pocket?
I don't know, man. You'd have to talk to Chris about that one. I guess my main reason is that you want me to...
Wait a minute. I wanted to know, did you clean anything yet? Did you clean the suit?
No, we haven't cleaned it. I just started stuff, and I don't want you
to clean a thing. And all those articles that you said, I want you to put it... I want you to put everything, including them damn condoms, I want you to put it in the bag. I want you to put it in the bag. Don't clean nothing, because I'm going to come up there, and I'm going to pick everything up.
Okay, I mean, I'll be here all day. Like I said, my name is Brad, and I'll be here if you want me to put them to the side. I won't clean them. I'll just put them to the side, and I'll leave them in the same laundry bag he had when he dropped them off.
I'm going to Chris up. I don't believe this. I didn't give this all the good years of my life, and he going to turn around and cheat on me? You make sure you don't clean up. Because I'm going to CSI all that my damn self. You put all that in the bag, I'm going to call my job and let them know I'm not coming in today.
Slow down. I don't want you to get too hysterical. I mean, you know, you're getting a little irate. Are you okay?
I'm going to be all right. I am going to be all right. When I get up there, Chris is going to get up. That's all I got to say. You make sure you have all that stuff not clean. I don't want you to clean it. I want you to put all that other that you said that you found in his pocket. You put all that in the bag. Because Chris is, I don't know who he think he's with.
Okay, Miss Tamika, would you like for me to call Chris?
Look, Bobby. I don't want you to call Chris.
Man, wait a minute. Wait. My name's Brad. I'm Brad.
I don't give a damn what your name is, sir. I really don't, okay? Because Chris is going to get up. You just put everything in the bag, sir, like I had asked you to. I am on my way down there, and Chris, no, this ain't going down this way. We just renewed our vows. And matter of fact, don't condoms come in threes? And you up there talking about there is two left? What the I'm not understanding. I know how to do my math, okay? Chris is going to get
okay.
When he get home tonight.
Here's something else in the pocket, too. There's a note in here.
A note? What does it say?
Okay, man, you know what? This has gotten way out of hand. I don't want to...
Way out of hand? Then you need to quit telling me every that's in his pocket. Would you read that to me? Matter of fact, I want that in the bag, too.
Okay.
The more evidence I have, the better off it's going to be for me. Because I'm going to kiss up. What did the note say?
The note says, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband, Chris, got me to prank phone call you.
What the Oh, my God. Chris was going to die tonight. We was going to have a barbecue in his honor. Do you hear me, Tommy? Do you hear me? Oh, my God, Chris. I don't believe this is... To me, already out. Oh my God.
Oh man.
Tommy.
Hey, baby, let me ask you this. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on now.
Ooh, Tommy, this one made me so nervous. I could really feel her. Couldn't you, Carla, feel her?
Yes.
You know what?
You play too much, Tommy.
I actually felt bad while I was doing it.
Yeah, you should have.
But I kept right on doing it.
And you did.
I kept right on.
Did wrong for this. Yeah.
Catch me this weekend, July 13th to the 15th, Comedy Club of Jacksonville. That's Duval. Jacksonville, Florida. The Nephew is on the way right after that. The following weekend, the ATL got a brand new Comedy Club. It's Atlanta.
They gone uptown.
They
man.
Done moved it. Up to Atlanta Uptown Comedy Lounge. It's July 20th through the 22nd. It's in Hapeville. This club has changed. Yeah, you know,
new seats and everything.
New everything.
All the bathrooms.
All the lights work.
Everything. We done went from raggedy to OMG.
You know, the old club, you had to stay in one spot.
This is new and improved. Atlanta Uptown Comedy Lounge, July 20th through the 22nd. Shirley?
Strawberry Letter up next. I'm addicted to my best friend's girl right after this. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right. Right before we get to the Strawberry Letter, I got to tell you what's happening again. Tomorrow morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We are giving away a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million. Yeah.
$1 million.
Yeah. We're going to play. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy again.
I'm going to be ready tomorrow.
I love it.
I'm going to be ready tomorrow.
You're good, Tommy. You're good.
You were pretty dumb today.
Hey, that's a harsh word.
You were dumb and you was trying.
He's trying.
That's
pretty
hard.
You know how embarrassing that is? One?
He thought he nailed it, though, didn't he?
One. Yeah, he did.
Go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register. That is SteveHarveyFM to register to play Are You Smarter the Nephew Tommy, or as I like to call it, who isn't?
Carpet in the den. There is carpet in the den.
That's the name of the game, Shirley. Who isn't?
Who isn't?
Or who ain't?
Okay. I'll wait till tomorrow.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right.
We'll
all right.
wait.
All right. Well, yeah, we can wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to wait for one?
Let's go. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right, thank you, nephew. Subject, I'm addicted to my best friend's girl. By the way, please send us your strawberry letters if you need advice on relationship, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more. Submit your strawberry letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. Click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? I'm addicted to my best friend's girl is the subject. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 35-year-old hardworking single male. I'm tall, dark, and handsome, and the ladies love me. But there is one lady in particular that I can't seem to get enough of. She's my best friend's girlfriend. I was attracted to her from the moment I saw her, and I could tell she was feeling me too. One day, she came on to me, and one thing led to another. Fast forward 2 years later, and we're still having sex. We have to sneak around because I live with my child's mom. Me and my best friend's girlfriend have amazing sex wherever we can find a place to do it. We've done it in the car, in the park, in the mall, in the bathroom, at the gym, anywhere we can. My best friend has no idea that I'm keeping his girl sexually satisfying.
Yes.
He'd seriously hurt me if he found out. So here's my problem. Be quiet, Tommy. My child's mom went through my phone while I was asleep and saw all of the text messages and pictures that me and old girl had sent each other. My child's mom threatened to tell my best friend everything, but I managed to talk her out of it. But I know how she is, so now I'm scared. If I make her really mad, she could tell it all. You would think that getting caught would make me stop having sex with this woman, but I can't. It's like an addiction. Maybe the danger of getting caught again is what turns me on. So what should I do? Do I continue to risk my friendship with my best friend over some really good sex? What's a guy to do? Please help. You don't really want any help from us. I mean, let's just be real here, okay? You like everything just the way it is. You're just upset that you got caught because you already know that this is wrong and you know what to do. Stop. That's what you do, Mr. Tall, dark, and handsome, who all the ladies love. And I think that's the thing right there, you know, so-called best friend. If you're getting all this love from all these ladies, why couldn't you just date one of them? Why couldn't you be with one of them, someone other than your best friend's girl, huh? You had to go after her. I just think that's foul, and you're not a friend. I really hope your best friend doesn't find out for your sake, because you're right. He would seriously hurt you, and you would deserve that, okay? His girlfriend, a.k.a. your side piece, is foul, too. And yes, if you guys keep on, you will get caught because it's obvious you're not that smart since you your real girlfriend, your baby mama, found the pictures on your phone. Why didn't you delete that? Okay, you're not that smart. You're supposed to delete all that stuff, Peggy. Come on now. Look. Stop this immediately. I know it's too good to be true, and it's so good you can't stop, and it's like an addiction and all that. But you're gonna get caught, and you're gonna mess up a great friendship between you and your boy. This is just foul. Like I said, Jay, what do you have?
Keep smiling, keep doing it.
Yeah.
That's what friends are for.
Come on. In good times.
In bad times. I'll be tapping that forevermore.
Wow.
Boy.
At this time, I'm the only one that with y'all.
Boy, you is gonna die.
Yeah, when his best friend finds out, and he will.
I would like to do right now a demonstration of this young man talking to the funeral director as he sets up his own funeral.
Jay?
Let's hear it, Jay.
Right there.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, and welcome to Rest Haven. How can I help you?
Well, I'd like to have on a nice black suit.
Yes, we have black suits,
and
my
please
friend.
Put a nice smile on my face.
Oh, we do wonders with smiles.
That will be the last time I'll be smiling, okay?
Do you have any idea when you will be joining
us? Soon and very soon.
Yes. We're going to see the king.
Please come this way and look at my casket.
Okay, come this way is how I got in trouble, but anyway.
Yeah.
Now, what type of lining would you like inside of your casket?
Tell me, you sound just like one.
You're going to be so comfortable here.
This boy going to die for sure.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Would you like to have shoes on or shoes off?
I'd like to have shoes on because I'm going to be running.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's what I had wrote down. Uh-huh. I had that right now because this one line in this whole thing that got my attention. Maybe the danger of getting caught again is what turns me on. So maybe we need to start playing a funeral arrangement. I just said that. I said, you know what? Ain't just what color suit. We need to start looking at flowers. Let's get down here and get the flowers. Matter of fact, here's another question we need to ask right now. How long you want remarks? Is it 2 minutes? Do you want them down 3 minutes?
They normally 3 minutes.
Okay, but how long you want them? Okay, who you want over the body?
And I know what you want on your tombstone. Told you.
Yeah. Because it's time to just start playing these arrangements.
Put it together.
Do you have a home church? What minister you want to eulogize you? Is it Reverend Johnson? Reverend Mackey? Who over your body? Who doing you?
Reverend Mackey.
Reverend Mackey. Who eulogizing you? What song you want they walk into? What song as they walk in? What you want?
Is this the end?
We got all kinds of arrangements to make.
All right. Up next, nephew Tommy will give his response. We'll be back at 23 after the hour.
Why you want your mama to sit?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back. We're in the middle of this strawberry letter. I'm addicted to my best friend's girl. But before we get to that, some breaking news, and this is really good news, guys. According to CNN, all 12 boys and the coach have been rescued from the Thailand cave. So that's really, really good news.
Praise God.
Really good news.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? Won't he do it for sure? Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the rescue workers. Yeah.
That's going to be somebody's sermon. That's going to be a sermon this Sunday.
This
what?
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Like the boys that were down in the cave. And God reached down in there.
What did he do?
He got him out. Want to do it?
Yeah. Yep, so all 12 boys and the coaches and the coach have been rescued from the Thailand cave. Okay, that is really good news.
That's my mom at the top of that cave. Let me holler at you, coach.
Yeah.
Right now.
Man.
I know. I see it now. Rick, see Rick is where?
All right, so back to the letter, guys. The subject, I'm addicted to my best friend's girl. It was written by a 35-year-old hardworking single male. He says he's tall, dark, and handsome, and the ladies love him, but there is one lady in particular that he can't seem to get enough of. It's like an addiction for him. It's his best friend's girlfriend. They've been attracted to each other from the start. She came on to him, and it was on ever since. They've been doing it everywhere they possibly can for like the last 2 years now, in the car, in the park, in the mall, in the bathroom, the gym. His best friend, of course, has no idea that this has been going on. And he says if he ever finds out, he's going to seriously hurt him. I think we're all in agreement with that. He says here's the problem. He lives with his baby mama. She went in his phone and found found pictures of him and the girl.
Wasn't even my phone, and it hurt.
Yeah, and text messages and everything. So now she's threatening to tell his best friend, and he's scared. He said, "You would think that would make me stop, but it hasn't. You know, it's only heightened the excitement for him to mess around with his best friend's girl." So he wants to know, what should he do? Should he continue to risk his friendship with his best friend over some really good sex? What's he gonna do? Tommy?
This has really hit home to me.
What?
Because, and I feel for this brother. We both suffer from the same thing. It's an addiction.
It's a disease, okay?
And what he doesn't realize, he hasn't gone and gotten diagnosed to know exactly what's wrong.
Treatment for it.
Yes. What you have is cookie phrenitis. You see, and I have that.
Yeah.
All right? And I have been addicted to cookie. I've had cookie.
It's a 12-step program.
Yes, I've had cookie phrenitis for quite some time. I'm addicted to a lot of people. You understand what I'm saying? So, J-Lo, I'm addicted to her.
Love her.
You understand that? Halle Berry, I am addicted to her. Neil Long, I'm straight addicted. Gabrielle Union, I am addicted. Yeah. Janet Jackson, Lord have mercy, I am addicted. Now, here's the problem that we have. Now that your baby mama knows, we got to take desperate measures. All right? We now have to bring her into the fold.
You got to come to the group.
What do I mean?
What?
It's time for a threesome. We have to.
What?
Yes. We have to. Listen, if we're going to make sure that we are out of harm's way, once somebody find out, we got to do them.
You understand? It's a solution.
We have to. We're going to have to do baby mama. Let's throw all three of us together in order to work this out.
A secret if they're in on it.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you dumber than Nephew Tommy?
Now, here's another thing. The only issue I have with you, I'm not mad at you about your best friend. I'm not mad. I've been there before. Addiction is a powerful thing. My problem with you is your damn phone.
Yeah.
You don't know how to take care of yourself.
We've covered this how many times?
We've gone over it over and over. But listen what I'm doing. I'm putting an app together.
Yes.
All right? I'm putting an app together for players that need this. I'm going to have a phone, a system on your phone that will actually wake up the other person.
Hell, you know.
When somebody touch it.
When somebody touch your phone, it wakes you up.
It wakes you up. Or I'm going to have it where I got a porcupine app. A porcupine app. When you touch it,
it turns into
thorns and stuff just start coming up on you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or if you touch it and it ain't your phone, it just blow up in your damn hand like a firecracker.
We need that.
You know, somebody lost a finger like that. JPP, you play for the Giants. He lost a finger. Just like, same type of app.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say.
I got you.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Take a chance if you want to.
We finna get all of this incorporated.
You can sleep peacefully knowing you got this app.
Exactly.
That's what I like. Exactly. I like that.
Because right now, I've been sleeping with a phone on a rope.
Man.
Like, it just hangs around my neck. You understand what I'm saying? Phone on a rope.
Like,
hang your phone around you.
I cannot sleep knowing you might go in my phone.
Well, what you have to do, Jay, and I've done this several times, take the battery out your phone. Put that in your drawers so you can get some sleep.
Yeah. And the added extra touch is waterproof.
Yes.
Waterproof.
You want it to be waterproof.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you take a shower, your phone, you can see your phone.
Yeah. I know y'all have my phone around my neck in the shower.
I just got it. I just thought of one. Hold on. Yeah. This got to happen. You know they had a Tupac hologram. Have a hologram of where your phone was. She think it might be.
There it is.
Oh, you looking at it, but that ain't where it is.
That's not where it is. That's not where it is. You got to know how to deal with these situations.
Oh, that's it.
How about leave your best friend's girl alone? Nah, does that occur to anyone?
Shirley, you don't know.
Shirley, we're not dealing with that.
Has anyone thought of this?
You're trying to judge somebody, Shirley.
Yes.
just don't cheat at all.
We're not dealing
that's
with that.
That's not an option, Carla.
That's not what he asked. He didn't ask how to stop cheating.
Wait a minute.
Not working with
that. That's not an option.
Or what about this? No, don't bring a threesome into the mix, Tommy.
Have you ladies been listening to what we've been saying? We ain't dealing with that now.
Why would we avoid a threesome?
Yeah, she already knows.
Who does that? Who avoids a threesome?
She knows.
But so
you know,
if you're addicted to something, the way you handle it is to stop.
Nobody said we wanted to quit.
No.
Some addicts want to keep addicting. Okay.
My uncle been doing it for 10 years.
All right, guys. Listen, this is just plain
stupidity. Everybody don't want to give up their vices.
We got to go. We got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. And this Thursday at 1:30 p.m., please join me for the Strawberry Letter Live After Show on Facebook Live. Coming up in 10 minutes, Comedy Roulette, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Are you smarter than nephew Tommy, a.k.a. who isn't? Well, the winning continues tomorrow morning right here at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. You could get a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million. That's right. To play, go to SteveHarveyFM.com, okay? We want you to register. We want you to win, okay? It is time now for Jay's Comedy Roulette, Jay.
All right.
Tell us about it.
I will tell you about it right after this. But tonight is going on at the J-Spot Comedy Club, 5581 West Manchester Avenue, Los Angeles, California. Ron Taylor, Lionel Dunn, Minnie Kill, and Henry Coleman, baby.
Henry Coleman.
Henry Coleman, baby. Right. Charlotte on the 20th, Florence on the 21st. Here we go. Comedy Roulette. It's
that
very
sounds like a civil rights activist name.
Henry Coleman.
Yeah.
And we are marching.
Yeah. Put your shoes on.
Here you go, Comedy Roulette. We've done this before, but it's very simple. Give us five damn subjects.
Uh-huh.
Five. Put them on the wheel. Spun it.
Spun it.
Where it stopped, we'll do the damn thing. That's it.
Let's rock it then.
That's what we do.
Let's rock it then.
I ain't scared.
Right. We ain't never scared.
I ain't never scared.
All right, you ready? Here we go. Number one, I'm not ashamed to say it. I don't like your mama.
Mm. Give me that.
I like that one.
That's got a lot on it.
We could just stop right there.
Yeah.
Number two, all that stuff ain't real.
That's still a two.
We can do that.
I've seen that.
All right. Number three. Oh, I've heard this before. Nothing to eat in the refrigerator.
Let's not do that one.
We are Shirley House now.
Yeah. Right.
Whatever. Number four. All I had said was you, and you got mad.
I have been
That's
in
there. Been there.
All right. Number five. Uh-huh. Number five. You know she's lying, right?
You know she's
That's
lying.
Let's
one.
Do that. Uh-huh. Let's do that.
Yeah.
All right. Come
spun
on,
it,
Kat.
Spun it.
You know she lying, right?
Yeah.
You know she lying. Right? You know, you know.
I don't like your mama. I don't like your mama at all.
Oh.
That's it.
It stopped on. I'm not ashamed to say it. I don't like your mama.
I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm going to tell you why I don't like your mama. Huh. How come a lady got high blood pressure, put that much salt in every damn thing?
Yeah.
What is her problem?
What is the issue?
What is the issue with her?
Salt in everything.
Every damn thing.
Yeah, I don't like your mama.
In the Kool-Aid?
Everything.
I like your mama.
I tell you why. Now, I ain't ashamed to say it. I'll tell you why I don't like your mama. Your mama kidney beans shut down my damn kidneys. That's why I don't like your mama. Yeah, I don't like your mama. These hard beans, she ain't soak them or nothing.
I'm going to tell you why I don't like your mama.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Uh-huh. I don't like your mama because she always talking about your last man was the best one you had.
Why your mama got to say that to me?
Why she got to say it to me, though? Kidding about this last
Let
dude.
Let me tell you why I don't like your mama.
Huh.
Can't
when
stand
When will your mama go to bed?
Don't.
Why am I always sitting up there looking at her?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be honest. I'm not even lying to you. I'm going to tell you why I don't like your mama. Huh. I'm not ashamed to say it.
Say it.
Because your mama looks just like your daddy. I called her Earl. Tara Earl. I can't tell them apart.
I'm gonna sit here and tell you why I like you, Mama. I ain't scared to say it. All right? Because every time your mama talked to me, she take her teeth out and put them on the table and talk to me without her damn teeth in her mouth. What is that? What kind of disrespect is that?
That's too much.
You ain't gonna gum me.
We're doing comedy roulette and stuff. Let me tell you why I don't like your mama. Your mama asked me who my people. Who your mama people?
No, I'm going to tell you, I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm going to tell you why I don't like your mama. Because you need to know this about your mama. Your mama feet bigger than everybody in this damn room. Now, ain't nowhere in the world I can respect that. I can't put my foot down in here.
I'm going to tell you why I don't like your mama. Because your mama going to bust up in the bathroom while I'm in there, and I'm jumping out the shower. And she going to holler, he ain't nothing like Charlie Bates. Ooh, Charlie Bates was way more than this.
Let me tell you why I don't like your mama. Huh. Your mama like to fight, and I won't hit a lady, but she pushing me. She pushing me.
Pushing you. Now, I'm going to tell you why I don't like your mama. Damn, I'm not ashamed to say this. I'm not going to say that. She was babysitting our son. I couldn't find him. Turn around, your mama come around from the back. The baby tucked in the bra. She breastfeeding him. Now, that's disrespectful. That ain't her job. That is not her job.
You know what? Don't make this plain and simple. You know why I don't like your mama? Because your daddy don't like your mama.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Don't nobody like her.
I don't like your mama. You know why I don't like your mama? Your mama got a gun and she like to walk around the house and click it every now and then. Just click it. Just
click. No, I'm going to say this, and I mean this. Let me tell you this about your mama. I'm not ashamed. Tell you what, I don't like your mama. I like talking to people with two front teeth. You hear me? I enjoy talking to people with two front teeth. I can't sit and talk. She keeps spitting in my face. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't like your mama. Mm-hmm.
I don't like your mama, because when she take her wig off, she look like your daddy. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah. That's why we don't like your mama. Daddy. I'm not ashamed.
Let me tell you why I don't like your mama. Why she got to keep reminding me, you know I've been to prison. What that got to do with anything?
Right there.
You know, your mama too controlling. I don't like your mama. I'm not ashamed to say it. But how come your mama fixed my car while I was gone? I said I was going to do it. Give me some time.
I don't like your mama. You know why? Because every time she talking to me, she grab her toenails and start clipping them right there in front of me. That is the nastiest thing I have ever seen.
Let me tell you why I don't like your mama.
Come on in.
We watched the Christian Town all day long at your mama house. Yeah. But cuss betting anybody.
Yeah, that's why I don't like your mama. She hypocritical. She hypocritical. I tell you why I don't like your mama. Nobody should even see this. I don't like your mama because I caught your mama moving the refrigerator by herself. No help. How come your mama that strong? See, that's where you get it from. That's why you always challenging me.
You know why I don't like your mama? I'm going to tell you right now. Because your mama fried chicken in fish grease. And that don't taste good to me. I don't like that, man.
All right,
don't
guys,
do that to me.
Thank you.
Chicken fish.
Comedy roulette. Coming up, a New York Giants player who went in on a TSA for spilling his mother's ashes. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, I have to just kindly chuckle at this story right here. New York Giants defensive tackle A.J. Francis revealed on Twitter that the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, spilled the ashes of his dead mother. I'm not chuckling about that, but man, oh man, this story just gets better. In his luggage, and so Francis was very angry about their carelessness. Junior, please read Francis's tweet.
Oh, Francis is upset, and it has every right to.
Oh, yeah.
He spilled the ashes.
No, he spilled the ashes. And this is what he typed, too. Uh-huh. And he said it.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, you pieces of blank at TSA. Next time, A blanks feel the need to go through my mother's ashes for no reason. Make sure you close it back so her remains aren't spilled on all my clothes. The least of you pieces of garbage can do is blank your job. The craziest part of this, TSA, sugar, honey, iced tea, is that I don't even care that they checked it. They were just being cautious and amped. I can understand that. But to not ensure that it won't spill back into my bag after you put it back in the most asinine and amped irresponsible sugar honey iced tea I have ever seen.
Wow. Ooh.
And I wish
he was upset. Really, he was upset. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you know.
He was.
Yeah.
I guess if I was TSA.
Yeah. Well, we have the two TSA.
We two TSAs?
Two TSA workers who were speaking to him and confronted him.
Okay.
He's
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, don't tell me.
No, no, no. We have some good news.
We got a little bad news.
Okay. Yeah.
We got most of your mama.
We didn't get all your mama, but we got
me.
We scooped
so
it up.
So this is hypothetically seen.
Yeah, really, guys. We scooped up as much as we could.
Y'all going to let us reenact this? Now listen, let us tell this boy about his mama.
We're so sorry.
Listen,
first
sir,
of all, we're sorry.
We're sorry. Okay?
We're very sorry. Man.
But we have most of your mama. Now, the jeans that was in there, some of your mama is in the pocket of them jeans.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm just trying to tell you about your mom.
Yeah. You had a Sweet and Low packet in there, and so that burst and some.
That's mixed in
mixed,
with your mama.
Mixed.
Now. Your mama. Your mama's sweet.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah, your mama's sweet.
Man.
And low.
So we're sorry. Yeah. We're very sorry.
Man, if y'all don't get back in this bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, we didn't know it was. You had it on so tight, and then when we pulled it,
it bust open.
Pop. Oh, it was now, every, it was everywhere.
Now, it but did. Sorry. Some of it did get on the floor.
Yeah.
Surely.
But when we really swept it up,
like, I'm speechless.
It is some cigarette ashes in there. Listen, it's out. I mean,
there's a. I hope you're not offended, but there's a.
What?
There's a paperclip in there.
A paperclip.
We just. Did your mom ever use a paperclip? I'm pretty sure.
No. She didn't like paperclip?
I'm not even going. You know.
Okay,
we're sorry. So we just want to know that we're sorry.
We're sorry. We made a mistake.
Oh, that was the apology.
Yes. We made a mistake.
You know what,
we
man?
We apologize. Right.
But they did.
All right. TSA tweeted a real apology. Okay. They said our officers are trained to handle your carry-on and checked property with care. Out of respect for the deceased, under no circumstances should the container be opened. Please accept our apologies and our condolences. Junior Francis did not accept their apology. He tweeted a response. Please, let's have that, Junior.
Under all circumstances, go blank yourself. I mean that.
I'm with Francis. That's from your heart.
I think he had his eyes closed when he typed that.
Yes.
Yeah, like we had a coworker that was ashing his cigarette in there, but we stopped him.
Stopped him right away.
Tommy.
But let me say this, all due respect, do you think maybe in the future it would be better to do a carry-on and don't...
Not pack your mama
I wouldn't pack.
I would never. That should be the last time.
I think you should put it in an overhead.
First of all, you two ain't got no right to tell me what to do with my mama. This was wrong with y'all TSA agents now. So you think you run everything.
Right. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. It's my bag.
Right.
I put my... you saw it was an urn.
Right. Well, I'm not used to seeing urns, so you got me on that. I thought it was just a nice vase.
You thought it was a nice vase in a bag.
I thought it was a drink. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was
this
soda.
Really terrible.
Listen, man.
All right,
you should do a carry on next time.
Well, we want you to know we are sorry.
Amen.
All right, let's move on.
Thank you.
You and you.
Thank you.
God bless.
Again, the TSA
issue.
God bless.
I just want to say again, TSA did issue an official apology, and that wasn't it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And I responded to the president.
We wanted to make sure you understood how stupid it sounds coming from TSA.
Under all circumstances.
Yeah.
Don't blame yourself.
And I respect him saying that.
Yeah, the response was real, definitely.
All right. Carla, you mentioned IHOP. Well, have an apology of sorts to announce. IHOP, of course, they said that the name change, remember they were changing it from IHOP to IHOB. Instead of IHOP, they were going to change it to IHOB, and they had everyone guess what the B would stand for. A lot of people said breakfast. A lot of people said, I don't know what, but it turns out it was burgers. They admit that the name change announced last month was just a publicity stunt.
That was great.
Okay.
Okay. You got it.
Yeah, that was really smart advertising.
They got
right?
everybody.
Yeah, they wanted to promote its burger menu, so there you
they
go.
They scared that, the burger place across the street. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
we got competition.
We need an IH on ours.
Yeah, so it's still going to be IHOP, okay?
Still IHOP. They didn't turn it back around.
Uh-huh. Yeah, clever marketing on their part.
They changed the one
yeah.
in Hollywood on Sunset. They did. Well, yeah.
All right.
They
so
they changed it to IHOP? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Coming up, we're going to talk about OGs, okay? OGs. When do you become an OG?
I don't want to discuss this.
No,
I don't
want to
discuss
that.
This.
No.
I do not want to. This has been bothering me.
That's what we'll talk about when we come back. OGs right after this, Tommy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. As promised, we're going to talk about this segment is dedicated to the OGs, wherever you are, if you already know you're an OG, and if you're about to find out
well,
that you're an OG.
Out you was an OG.
Yeah, if you just found out, whatever the case may be.
Well, here they newest member.
What happened, Junior?
Here come they newest member. No, Charlie, about 2 weeks ago, I went to go play basketball, right?
Uh-huh.
With one of my partners, Tony Grant, man. So we
That's
go out
my
to,
boy, TG. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we go out to the court and everything. And I'm out there, you know, I ain't played ball in about 7-8 years.
Did you play?
Yeah, I played. Yeah, I played like 3.5 games. I didn't finish the last one. So one guy was coming down the court, and the dude said, hey, school, get your man over there. I didn't know who he was talking to.
Oh, you school?
I was school. That's how you know you old, when somebody else introduce you to that you old. I ain't never been called school.
School is short for old school, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to ask.
But who is he talking to?
You talking to you.
Yeah. Who is he talking to?
Tommy?
So I'm at the, this is mine. I got two of them. I'm going to make them fast, though. So I'm at the Rockets game.
You can take your time.
I'm at the Rockets game. And
this is a while back.
Yeah, this is during the playoffs. This is game 7 in Houston. And I'm texting Shaq, and he ain't texting me back. And then he finally says, who is this? I said, this is Tommy. He said, you change your number again? I said, I ain't changed my number. You the one always changing your number. He say, my bad, OG. Come holler at me doing half.
I said, OG.
Shaq, I'm not OG.
You are OG.
You OG, dog.
Yeah, you OG, man.
You know where you at?
Yeah.
No, you ain't part of the game.
Are
you older than Shaq?
Yeah, I'm older than Shaq.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's respected.
That's just respect.
Yeah, much respect. Right.
Now, in L.A., when we're here at the studio, I go across the street. This is a few weeks back. I go across the street and get to the barbershop and get my beard done, right? Come back across the street. I'm walking. Here comes this brother with a pit bull on a leash. And I pass by and, you know, threw my little head up, like, how you doing? OG, how you doing? And then I think he said, OG, sir, how you doing? OG, sir.
He doubled it up.
OG, he gave all kind of respect. Yeah,
he gave you all kind of respect.
Okay, I don't feel OG-ish.
I will see your school, and I'll raise your OG. But when somebody meets me, they go, oh, man, that's old dude.
Oh, boy, that's old boy
right there, man.
Old dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you old when they tell you you old.
Yeah, you old. Yeah. But the little dude
when
told me.
The young G's tell you that.
Yeah, man, they told me. He's 20. I'm like, what? Who you calling? School.
School.
I'm about to fight. But then he was right because I didn't finish all my games.
Yeah. How many points your man hit because you wasn't holding it?
Oh, by 40. He made the NBA out there. They
school, what you
Lakers signed him. Oh, no, man. No, you is.
You old when they tell
when
you
they
old.
Says, like Steve says, old is the goal. Okay? Old is the goal. All right, we'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right.
Steve's on vacation. Crew is in and doing what, Jay?
Holding it down!
Well, thanks to our reliance, guys, on the internet for every single thing, it seems, these days, people are forced to remember just tons of different passwords, okay? And we have to answer a variety of security questions. And it seems many of us are fed up with it.
I am.
A recent, yes.
Yeah, man. It's too many.
A lot.
Yeah. A recent poll finds that 81% of U.S. adults think extra online security procedures are unnecessary. People have had enough of elaborate passwords made up of numbers, symbols, and more, which could explain why people struggle to remember all their passwords. Most people have an average of 34 different online accounts, including email accounts, social media, shopping accounts, and more. So, guys, do you think you do a good job at creating passwords for your accounts? Do you have a hard time remembering all your passwords?
Everybody. I got one number for everything. Man. Do you? All the same number. Yeah.
No, I can't remember none of them.
Yeah.
But I hate when you forget, then you got to go through this. You know, what's your favorite sport?
Reset. Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite ice cream?
You don't know what you told them.
I don't know what I told y'all last.
You know what I'm saying?
Favorite dog and favorite
school. What was your high school? Yeah, school dog.
First elementary school?
Yeah, but the one that gets me is who sat behind you in the third grade? I don't know who the hell sat behind me in the third grade.
Nor do I care.
I never get my money there. And the banking ones, you got to make sure you know you're well for your banking.
Yeah.
Because I got locked out my own account.
They
won't help you at all.
Because you could be anyone. Identity theft.
They don't
I changed
that
mine,
is real.
The banks is my thumbprint to get into the phone. And you just get right on into your account.
Now,
if I lose my thumbs, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Or if I scratch this thumb and it don't print up right,
I'm
in trouble.
Yeah.
But you know what I did? I got a notebook. I write down all the passwords. Because sometimes.
You went back to pen and paper, Cole?
That pen and paper.
Well, listen. Listen, because sometimes when you reset the passwords and you want the password that you want, you can't have it.
Yeah.
So you have to keep going and keep going. Then you come up with one and you go, what did I come up with?
Right. Yeah.
What was that for?
Yeah.
So and I'm really old.
It's not only passwords, it's stuff in the house that you, like, I know I put it here. I don't know where the hell it is, man.
You just
ain't got to go all the way to passwords.
Now you got to find the password with the book.
Drove all the way home. Just, I didn't pass by the daycare, left that baby sitting up there. I didn't leave
but
my
I put all my passwords in my phone. And then forgot the password to the damn phone.
The lock.
And listen, you have to remember, this is what I learned recently. You have to remember some numbers in your phone. What if you lose your phone? You got to have your husband's number.
Just
you got to have your wife's number, your kids.
My son's number is son.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you have to commit it to memory. You have to commit some of these numbers to memory.
My daughter's number is Keisha.
You remember how we remembered some numbers back in the day, though?
Yes.
Because they had like a rhythm to them. Like a rhythm.
You're not going
to
do that.
Well, there wasn't that many numbers. There wasn't that many people to call.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody lived in one house.
Yeah. But you cleared out that headspace and put it in your phone. And you can't put it back in your headspace. You have no more space
I lose my phone. Y'all never knew I was in that cave.
I tell you what else I forgot.
The cave.
I'd be down in the cave. Y'all never find me. I done lost my phone. I don't know.
If my phone's in the cave, I'm going back to get
I'm going back in that cave. With or without the rescue worker, I'm going
to get that phone, boy.
Man.
I don't leave my phone nowhere.
Yeah, but, you know, if you know, something happens. If you leave it on the plane,
I can't call nobody.
Uber,
I know no number.
Let me tell you something. When we lived in New York, I left my phone in a cab. And I swear to you, I caught that cab at the second light.
I'll tell you right now, who don't believe you?
you kiss my behind.
Pageant walk right in. Pageant walk right into that one.
I caught that damn cab.
Yeah, you walked right in there with those dummies.
I'm telling you guys.
He threw his whole wallet on the floor.
I'm telling you guys, you got to remember one number because if you have to call people. All right, we'll be back to close out the show at 49 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, just before we get to our closing remarks today, which
we
will be done by the three comedians
the
on the show.
It's the three OGs.
It's the three OGs.
Don't worry
about
it. Yeah, we got three old Gs.
Just old.
I like old. Hey, listen, don't forget tomorrow at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? or as I like to call it, Who isn't?
Yeah, I like that.
A loyal listener and nephew, Tommy, will each be given 60 seconds to correctly answer our trivia questions. If you are smarter than nephew Tommy, you'll win a $100 cash gift card. Plus, you'll be given the chance to win the grand prize of $1
million. $1 million.
Yes. You can't play unless you register at SteveHarveyFM.com. All right? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got a question.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so, Tommy.
Yes, yes.
How did you think you did today?
You know, I didn't do too bad, you know?
Really? Because you only got one right.
Yeah.
One
question.
You know what? I think it's like spades. It was one with a possible three. I think that it went more like that.
But you didn't even make board, baby. None, yeah.
You didn't make board.
No, actually, it was just one.
It was one with a possible.
No, you just got one.
One with a possible.
That's embarrassing, man.
I mean, it's possible that you ain't gonna get none of these right.
Okay, okay. Well, y'all wait till tomorrow. I'm gonna show y'all something.
Let's practice right now. Off the top of your head, name the seven continents right now.
Mm. What?
I asked you this yesterday.
The what?
The seven continents.
Okay, North America. South America.
I didn't think you got them too.
Africa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Asia.
Oh.
Europe.
Oh.
How many I got rest of them?
Four. Five, right?
Japan.
No, honey.
This boy, never mind.
Country.
I'm not.
What?
I'm through.
Asia.
That's part of
it. I said Asia.
I'm through.
Yeah, Japan.
Asia do all that, though.
Yeah, but you know, we talked to somebody who don't even know what a continent is.
Texas.
Texas.
Now, I'm going to go with you on that, though.
You know, if you ever drove across Texas, you think it's a damn continent.
Yeah.
That's not an easy drive.
No, are you smarter than nephew Tommy?
Come on.
All right. Tomorrow, 7:20 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and sign up so you can get some money.
Yeah, go register.
Man, this ain't going to be no easy money tomorrow.
Easy.
Well, it was easy today.
Well, we'll see.
Well,
you only got one. Okay.
Hey, I'm only one person, okay?
we have our closing remarks. We do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
We got some smart closing remarks,
and it goes out to, and it's dedicated, first of all, it's from the three.
It's the three OGs.
Not old.
That's what y'all going to call y'all? Yeah.
Three OGs.
You want me to give them the title?
Your title.
Okay, all right. It's closing remarks today. The title is this. Keep your ass out of these caves.
Keep your ass out these caves.
Out the caves. Caves are for bears to hibernate in the winter. That's what caves are for.
Caves are for bats.
Now, the three OGs are going to talk to our people this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, and we just want to, those that do little league volunteers, little league football, baseball, football, soccer, whatever the case.
Snoop Dogg football
Snoop Dogg,
league.
Yeah. The boy down in Florida was down in Florida that
Luke.
Does Luke.
Yeah, Luke football league.
And I know what you're looking for. You're looking for some sort of entertainment to have the kids or someplace
to take
the team on an outing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, someplace they can go that's safe.
But caves
is not it.
That's not it.
No.
Stay your ass. In fact, we're going to change it to stay your ass out the cave.
Yeah. Out the cave.
That's it.
Stay out the cave.
Nothing else.
And you're talking to who now?
Our people.
That are coaches.
Yeah, coaches. Want to take
little league football, baseball team, little soccer team,
basketball, all of that.
All of that.
But we need to give them some places they can take the teams.
You can take them to the mall.
Okay, the mall is
the
mall.
Get over there, walk the mall.
Just walk around in the mall.
Walk around the mall. Ain't nothing wrong with that. All good.
But here's the deal. If the kids love water, you understand?
Okay.
Take them to your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turn the sprinkler on in the front yard.
Yeah.
And let them run through that.
Run through that.
Okay. You don't know how much fun that is.
The whole team going to run through that.
Run through that.
These is games that nobody, you let them sit on, say, on your porch or whatever, and play a game of, that's my car.
Nobody plays that game.
There's nothing wrong with it. Let me give you another place that they can go that they see all the time.
Come on.
You know the field that you practice at?
Yeah.
Across that field is a playground. Take their ass right over there after practice.
That's what a monkey ball
is. Let them go to the monkey ball. We ain't got to go to no cave.
I tell you something even better. find you an old lady in the hood that still got a clothesline and let them zip line cross there. You see what I'm saying?
That's all they got to do. We'll set it up. They 2 feet off the ground.
Yeah,
they go across the yard.
If you fall, you get back up.
You get back up.
Here's another game. Everybody get a bag of rocks.
Yeah,
and they throw them at each other.
Yeah,
it's gonna hurt.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt.
But you're gonna be all right.
But you're gonna be. You ain't gonna be in a cage.
Yeah, you're not gonna be in a cage.
If you get 10 Glad trash bags and line them up and make one long one, run some water on now.
Yeah.
And just slide across that.
Look at the fun.
Best slip and slide out.
And everybody is safe.
Yeah. You ain't got to go looking for nobody.
Nobody looking for nobody, nothing.
4:30, 5 o'clock, everybody home. Man.
Everybody home.
Got a better game.
You know what?
Got a better game.
You know what? I'm not even against this, but hopscotch.
Yeah.
What?
It's a safe game.
It's a safe game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You the coach. You the coach. You say, we're going to play hide and go seek. Mm-hmm. You count to 100, then you go in the house.
Yeah. They'll be out there
leave
all day.
Leave them out there all night.
And everybody's
everybody going to be fine.
That's not fun.
Everybody.
You ain't in no cage.
You ain't in cage.
Anybody looking for you?
We're
I
not
just
going.
Got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
All the boys have been rescued, by the way, in the time.
Yes, thank God.
And the coach, thank God. You're right. Mm-hmm.
And that's why we had today's for closing remarks.
Just wondering, was it too soon?
Never.
Not right
not
away.
If they safe.
They safe.
Bye, everybody. We love you. Thank you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.